In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you decide that God does not exist, and you decide to live your life as if God does not exist, what if you finally realize that God does exist and meet God face to face? Would you tell him, "I didn't know, I thought it was like this"? It seemed to me that it was like this. Remember that you cannot tell him, "I did not know," because in many of our videos, we are already telling you the reality that you do not see. That is why we recommend that you live for God for eternity, to love and do good to others. The life of Blessed Osanna Andreassi, also known as Blessed Osanna of Mantua, is the life of a great mystical blessed who had many charisms. Among them, the stigmata of Jesus, the gift of prophecy, bilocation, discernment of spirits, ecstasy, and even the ability to perform miracles, healing the sick. Since she was 5 years old, God chose her to make her a great saint, because already at that age, she began to have visions and supernatural ecstasies. Jesus and the Virgin Mary taught her to read and write without having gone to school, and from the age of 7, she consecrated her virginity to God. She belonged to the Third Order of Saint Dominic, and in her hometown of Mantua in Italy, she went to Mass every day at the Church of Saint Dominic of the Dominican Fathers. Normally, after communion, she fell into ecstasy, and everyone considered her a great saint. For this reason, from the Marquesses of Mantua to the poorest and sickest, they came to her like a mother in search of comfort and health. Her life was a continuous offering of prayers and sacrifices for the people, and especially for sinners. On one occasion, the Lord made her see hell and purgatory so that she could realize the seriousness of sin. And in this way, she could speak from experience of what it is to eternally reject God and prefer the devil instead of God. When Blessed Osanna was 10 years old, while in her room praying, she was taken in ecstasy to a beautiful place where there was a luminous chair on which sat a venerable old man with a divine appearance who ruled the whole world surrounded by a great splendor. In front of the old man was a young man, about 22 years old, who seemed similar to the old man. From these two of immense light, another came out like a flame, that was of the same nature as the old man and the young man, so that the difference between one and the other could not be known. As she gazed at them, she understood that it was a likeness of the Holy Trinity. Leaving that beautiful place, accompanied by an angel, she was taken to a prison where there were many sick people. All were pale and haggard and lamented with sad voices. She, seeing them, could not help but cry with them. This place was purgatory. She was finally led to another place full of very dark darkness, where there were many who launched shrill cries. To their laments was added the torment of cruel demons, who continually burned souls with ardent fire. Blessed Osanna of Mantua had compassion for them, and she would have wanted to help them, but there was no hope of forgiveness for them. Father Jerome tells us, "One day in January, very early in the morning, I celebrated Mass in her room, and she was in ecstasy, remaining that way for more than 2 hours. After the Mass, she came to her senses and spoke of the divine majesty that she had seen in that ecstasy, with such clarity that she cannot express herself. Later, she says, 'I was shown hell and purgatory. How horrible is hell and the bitter torments suffered by the damned. In purgatory, the pains are so great that no creature should ever desire them, in the way that some desire, that is, to undergo penance for their sins in purgatory. There is no human language or intelligence that can understand or express the least part of these sorrows, except the soul that has seen these things.'" Blessed Osanna of Mantua wanted to free all the souls in purgatory. When her father died, she asked God to send the sufferings to her that her father had to undergo. But God told her that he could not do that because Blessed Osana could not bear them, and because divine justice decided to be in this way. She also had to be alive for many years for the salvation of many souls. In the end, the Lord agreed to ease the sufferings for her father, and in 2 days, the father of Blessed Osana of Mantua went to paradise. Blessed Osana prayed a lot for the souls in purgatory. She saw the angels console the souls, promising them paradise after enduring the torments. She knew the souls of many whom she comforted with great familiarity. She also saw the soul of a religious in purgatory. This religious had a stain because he had committed the sin of disturbing the election of another religious. But once his sin was purified, Blessed Osana saw his soul go up to heaven. When her first confessor died, knowing it, she offered prayers and penances to free him from purgatory, where he spent 2 days. At the time of the death of her aunt and companion, Blessed Osana prayed to God to give her strength and saw her soul leave her body and go straight to heaven. Father Francis affirms that Blessed Osana assured him that she had seen the Virgin Mary receive the soul of her aunt in heaven for having had the good habit of fasting on Saturdays in honor of the Virgin Mary. When her brother Giovanni Buono died in 1499, Blessed Osana was able to assist him to die well, and at the moment of his death, she saw his soul fly straight to heaven and saw Jesus and the Virgin Mary come to meet him. One day, Blessed Osana was praying for her brother Anthony, who died in 1498. After communion, she was in ecstasy. She seemed to be in a bright place full of blessed spirits, divided into 3 classes. In the first were the apostles with many religious. In the second, she saw the soul of her brother. She regretted that she was still alive. He told her, "The heavenly kingdom awaits you. Be happy. The more you endure on earth, the happier you will be in heaven." Later, she saw how this brother gave the blessing to his children from paradise, and it was revealed to her that he had been a day and a half in purgatory. Another time, a prior appeared to me who had been my confessor and had died in Naples. He told me, "Thank you for your prayers. Now I am going to eternal rest, to heaven." In the Battle of Fornovo between the French and Italians, on July 6, 1495, the Italians were victorious, but more Italians than French died. Among them, many soldiers from Mantua died, and 3 from the same Gonzaga family, the family of the Marquis. Blessed Osana prayed a lot for the souls of the fallen in her city. During those days, prior to the battle, she had prayed a lot for the Marquis, as his wife had recommended. When the wife wrote to her husband, she also sent him an Agnus Dei and a little gold cross 4 days before the battle. We know from references by Father Di Ferrara that Blessed Osana knew through a vision of the success of the battle before the new one reached Mantua, and even the number of dead Mantuans. 3 of them had gone to heaven very soon. Very few had gone to hell, and the rest had gone to purgatory. For them, Blessed Osana multiplied her prayers and penances and obtained from the Lord that their sentences be shortened. The Marquis, for whom she had prayed very especially before the battle, was miraculously saved because 3 horses on which he was mounted were killed successively, and once he threw himself into the middle of the combat as one of many and was unscathed. The charity of Blessed Osana of Mantua towards everyone, especially towards the poor and sick, was immense. Many times she interceded for them before the Marquises of Mantua for help. One time, a widow with several children went to see Blessed Osana, and this widow did not have anything to live on. On another occasion, a young man was in jail, and Blessed Osana interceded for him to be freed. Mr. Giovanni Battista was accused of certain guilt and imprisoned. Blessed Osana wrote to the Marquis to ask for mercy for him. Once again, she was present at the funeral of Mr. Rivono, and later of one of his sons, who died from having his hand cruelly cut off. Blessed Osana helped the widow, who was left alone and with many children. Blessed Osana was very happy to help the poor, and when she had the opportunity, she even took the bread from her mouth to give it to them. She never left anyone without comforting them and giving them something. Once, there was a lot of famine in Mantua, and you could see some starving in the streets. She left home with a package full of bread to help the poor. She did not take any food without first thinking of the poor, and her own goods she distributed to the needy without diminishing hers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.